What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Friday morning, a football Friday for week three of the National Football League as we get ready, of course, for the Eagles and the Saints on Sunday. Big game. Implications abound, not just for the win or loss, but how good is our football team this year? We'll certainly be evaluating the game on Sunday through the prism of that. For those 3 hours, what do we got? Obviously, while hoping they get a win. Now, the Phils, they did not get a win last night. They did not clinch a playoff berth last night. The Braves got a win. The Dodgers got a win. So the Phillies still have not made the playoffs. They obviously will, but are now tied with the Dodgers for home field advantage with 9 games to go. All right, all of it on the table. Big day. Beat the Hammer and more on this Friday from Borgata, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
A day in the age of the dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaur. That really is rough for me, that word. It lasted 23 hours.
What do you mean?
Days were 1 hour shorter when dinosaurs.
No, I know. I got that part. 24 to 23. I'm kind of asking, like, why?
Because the moon was pulling differently on the Earth. The moon is slowing the Earth and its rotation down.
That's amazing.
So it's now taking the Earth 24 hours to rotate on its axis.
Wow.
Whereas long, long ago, when we had giant reptiles roaming the Earth, the Earth took 23 hours to rotate.
Can I ask a question, Rhea? You might be the only person that remembers this. Is it true that Ike years ago thought dinosaurs didn't exist?
I think you might be right.
You're absolutely correct, yes.
This is like 10 or 15 years ago, and Ike went on WIP and said there were no dinosaurs. Am I remembering that?
Yeah.
What is that? Is that Michigan? Is that a Michigan education? Or
Michigan State.
Michigan State.
Don't besmirch Blue here.
Sorry, my bad. John.
If I'm doing Ike dirty, I apologize, but that's my recollection. I wasn't working there. I just remember, like, Ike doesn't believe in dinosaurs. I'm like, what? All right, so...
Well, you don't believe in carbon dating.
It's not that I don't believe in it.
You don't believe in science,
It's not that I don't believe in that.
You don't believe in zoology or learning people's names or learning about animals or plants.
As things evolve, humans will learn more and view it different. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's get to the
building blocks.
Let's get to the
molecules. Sorry.
So, the game. Let me just say this right out of the gate. I'm highly concerned about this game versus the Saints. Highly.
Oh, you're the one.
Yeah, I'm the one. Okay, right, exactly. So I'm curious who else is, and really put another way, how concerned are you? Because I got to imagine, other than like the person, and these people exist, that when the Sixers would roll out a team trying to tank, they're like, yeah, we're going to beat Steph Curry tonight. All right, knock it off. All right.
Did those people exist?
Yeah, there are those people. And I'm like, all right, come on, 2%ers, knock that off. Let's put the real hat on. Let's be real. All right. I got to imagine for the vast majority of people, the game is at the very least somewhat concerning. And I'm curious how concerned you are and obviously why. Now, let me just say this. I go into the highly concerned category for one basic thing. I think the Eagles are going to lose. Now, I'm not, like, convinced. There's no doubt about it.
I think that's wrong.
So, John, tell me why you think the Eagles win this game.
You realize one of your methodologies for picking games last week was, I'm just going to go with whoever plays the Panthers.
Yeah, and I won.
You know the Saints played the Panthers,
okay,
right? You know,
right,
the Saints
right.
have played 2 games. Okay. Just like we have played 2 games. And by the way,
we
haven't had training camp for years around here. Yep. And I don't expect us to be hitting on all 8 cylinders or however many cylinders this team has until a month in, because that's how it always seems to work
out. They did have great records the last 2 years with that light training camp out of the gate.
Okay.
Great record.
We're 1-1, and we're unsatisfied with that.
That's true.
They are 2-0. They're more than satisfied with that because one of their wins came against the Dallas Cowboys. And Dallas, we know, is such a front runner, and they will lie down on the train tracks for you if you just get out in front of them. Like, why is that a huge achievement that you got the Dallas Cowboys to lie down for you? This is a Saints football team that has a different attitude than previous Saints teams, which I appreciate. You know, Kubiak's kid, Clint Kubiak, is a tough-minded offensive coordinator, and now they have this identity where they're going to roll you. They are going to run the football down your throat, come hell or high water, whatever you put out there, they are going to run it. They will call it and run it, and that's worked well for them. I love that they're doing that. I think that's what the NFL needs to get back to. But we will stop that.
Why?
We know what's coming.
Well, why,
we know
why,
they will hand it off and they will outside zone us just like we got last week, and we have to do better. These players need to play off blocks. Right, they need to set the edge.
Here's what
they
need
to be tougher. They need to bend their knees more. Jordan Davis needs to get out there and give us 50 plays.
Here's my question, John. Why are you convinced that they will?
Because they're talented and they've underperformed to this point. It feels as though... Look, like I said, we didn't have training camp. It's not going to be perfect because this is still bringing guys up to speed. But it's not going to be as bad as it has looked, and the focus this week will be stopping the run. That's what they want to do. They want to run you until they can play action you, and we will have a plan to stop the run this week.
Okay, so
I feel good about that, and I feel good about the fact that everyone's blowing smoke up their butt, and they beat the Panthers and a Dallas team that quit.
All right, so
we had a bad loss last week, and we've been getting the full brunt of it from our coaching staff all week. I guarantee that. What have they been getting in their ears? Everyone's saying, oh, the Saints, they're the greatest team out there. This sets up for a Saints thinking they're more than they are, and the Eagles knowing they have a lot to
prove. Well, I'll say this. That does make me feel a little better. I mean, you wake up on a Friday morning, you know, you don't have a game for two more days, so, you know, it's a bit of a waiting game, but I won't say you're pumping me up, but you're throwing me some optimism. I appreciate that, John. I mean, here's my mindset, and here's what really concerns me, and I'll just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 it, okay? Number one, I'm not going to tell you that I know the Saints inside and out. I am going to tell you, obviously, to this point this year, they've looked great. I'm not going to base that too much, as John pointed out, on beating the Panthers, because if the Eagles had played the Panthers last week, the Eagles would be 2-0. But, I mean, the Saints demolished the Cowboys. So that's pretty impressive. Number two, the Eagles' pass rush and run defense has been putrid. Now, if they can improve it, obviously the Eagles can win this football game. That's clear. But they better improve it. And, I tend to think they have a greater chance to improve the run defense than the pass rush. So it's just a guess that it'll be easier for the Eagles to improve against the run sooner.
Good thing we're playing a team whose priority is running the football.
I hear you. No, that's fair. Number three, you guys know the way I feel about Jalen. He's not bad, but he's not great. Put another way, I don't think he's as good as many people think he is. And that's always, in the last year or so, been in my mind as the Eagles enter a football game. Number four, short week and on the road.
In that dome.
In that dome.
I mean,
that's tough.
This is where you look at the center quarterback exchange and you wonder if they can handle it with that noise.
And Rhea, the Eagles don't have good history in that dome.
It's pretty brutal.
And I know it's different players. I totally get it. But,
doesn't seem to matter.
The Eagles do not win down there
very much. It does matter.
Jalen Hurts,
it's different players and different teams.
2-0.
What are you talking about? It doesn't matter. Other teams going down there and losing does not matter for this team.
I'll tell you this. It freaks me out as a fan.
Stop it. Okay, maybe.
So go ahead,
maybe
Devin.
It freaks you out as a fan. It does not matter.
Hurts is 2-0 against the Saints in his career.
They here or there? I forget.
Here.
Yeah, here. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No,
I'm just saying.
I got it. I mean, okay. All right. And here's the other thing. Number five, no A.J. Brown. Guys, let's not kid ourselves and hold out hope. He ain't playing in the game. So, you're playing a game again without...
So they'll be better versed at playing without him.
Well, they should be better versed, but they still don't have their best player.
Right.
I mean, the Sixers didn't have their best player, Joel Embiid, for about a month and a half. They couldn't win a game.
And they'll hand the ball off 26 times. Give the ball to Saquon 26 times.
Well, they better knock that off.
They will have a better plan for other wide receivers. And they'll have a better plan for Dallas Goedert.
Hopefully.
I don't know.
Dallas Goedert is a weapon who's been underutilized.
Tremendous.
Quarterback's got to use them.
Trust me, the coaches are looking at that, and they're saying, in the first 15, we're dialing it up. Dallas, you're the first read on 1, 2, 3, 4 of these plays in the first 10.
John, I'm going to ask you a question. Is Dallas Goedert going to have over, because I don't care if he has 77 catches, is he going to have over 50 yards in the game?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Well.
No, we'll see.
I think you're wrong.
Okay, look, I hope I'm wrong. I mean, I love Dallas Goedert, but it's time to, get going here. 215-592-9494. Your assessment of this game, your level of concern with this game, and obviously why. We'll get into the Philly situation next. Seltzer, a disaster from Taiwan last night? Is that Is that an understatement?
I just think a classic Taiwan star, you know?
The perfect response. Yeah. Just laugh.
I will just say this. I am stunned that his ERA for the season is not above 9. Because I feel like in the last 37 outings, he's given up more runs than innings pitched.
It is the worst ERA in Phillies history.
Yeah,
since
I was going to say
51.
I think he's past Arrieta. I think he's the worst Phillies. He's the worst Phillies signing of our lifetime. I honestly believe that.
All right, 2-1, but not the most impactful. I'll say that.
No, just but I'm talking bang for the buck. Amount of money for what you got back. I think it's the worst we've ever had.
I think that's probably right.